There's a headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight from Mickey Gilley right here on Iron Country. Big Red with you on this Friday morning, and I want to welcome to Iron Country the man who just sang that song, Mr. Mickey Gilley. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Hey, thanks, Big Red. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's a
song went number one for me.
It is a big request here at Iron Country, and people up here in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois really love your music and still do, still request a lot of it.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. You know, I haven't had a hit record since 1986, and I'm still having a lot of success on the road singing the 17 number one songs the folks gave me in my career. I can't complain.
Well, the other day, Mickey, I got the press release about the Urban Cowboy celebrating its 40th anniversary, and I had to kind of look back at the clock and go, oh, my, it was that long ago.
Hey, you're not going to believe it. I was 44 years old when we did that film. 44. I'm 84 now.
Wow.
I was on the stage with Johnny Lee about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I was playing the Cachada down in Louisiana, a big casino. And all these young people, when we started doing the Urban Cowboy music, they came out and started dancing. I turned to Johnny and I said, can you believe that those people weren't even alive when we made that film, Johnny? I said, I think they come out here to see if we're still alive ourselves. Unbelievable.
Well, I know that that movie right there really was a big turn in country music when it got released. I mean, with your nightclub, I think I still got the Gilley's beer cans still from when I collected them back there in the 80s. And a lot of that music still is, you know, fans are still digging it today.
Well, it's awesome. I got to tell you that... every night I go to bed, I thank John Travolta for keeping my career alive with the Urban Cowboy because it changed the music scene because it introduced country music to a bigger audience. We had a lot of people in the music soundtrack that really wasn't country stars. They were rock and roll and bluesy type acts. And all of a sudden, you know, we got this this album out, and it turned into a dynamite. Vehicle for me and Johnny Lee. It launched me and Johnny Lee in the stratosphere. Johnny Lee had the big song, you know, Looking for Love, and I had the old bluesy tune, Stand By Me, and it was an unbelievable ride that we took.
Well, I know still to this day, anytime I see somebody come in with a Pearl Snap shirt on and a pair of cowboy boots, I think back to that Urban Cowboy movement back then, and when country really took another, you know, just I think it took an upward turn. And you're right about that soundtrack. You know, Charlie Daniels on there. You also had Ann Murray on there. So I mean, there were a lot of great artists on that soundtrack.
We had Boss Skaggs on there doing "Love, Look What You Did to Me," which is one of my favorite songs, and of course. The two unknowns on there, I guess you might say, was me and Johnny Lee.
Well, speaking of you and Johnny, you guys are back out on tour. You guys were out on the Urban Cowboy tour, but then the coronavirus kicked up. And are you guys thinking about maybe continuing on with that?
Well, this is the last year for the Urban Cowboy reunion music that we were doing, and I told my agent in Nashville, I said, when we call the end of it, I want it to be the end. I'll still work with Johnny. But we're going to do a little bit different performance for the people. At the end of our show, we were doing about 25 minutes of nothing but the Urban Cowboy music. But, you know, Johnny had the big record Looking for Love, and of course I had Stand By Me. And he had Cherokee Fiddle, and I had Here Comes the Hurt Again. So we had some songs in there that meant something. But then you got the Boss Skaggs tune, you got Mama's Want Your Babies to Go Big Cowboys. And he'd join me on the stage, and we'd present all this music to the people in a short medley form. And we've been calling it the Urban Cowboy Reunion Tour. And it's been working great for us for the last 2.5, 4 years. But 40 years is enough, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. 40-year anniversary, I told Johnny, I said, we need to call the end of it. And we'll still work together if you want to, but we need to do a little different performance.
Well, I know now it's coming out on Blu-ray, and there's you've got a kind of a line of merchandise that's available on your website, too, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We got the Bud and Sissy shirts with, you know, Gilley's... presentation. I think that the people, you know, they want to join our website, they can see all the product we have on the page. It's gillies.com, and you know, just go to the website and take a look at it.
Well, you know, I also read something the other day that and I want to tip my hat to you on this, Mickey, that you are now in your 80s and still going out and doing 80 tour dates a year. My hat is off to you. I mean, do you still get that rush when you hit the stage?
I always enjoy the music. I felt like that the folks give me, I struggled in the music business for a long, long time before I had my first hit back in 1974. Trying to follow my cousin Jerry Lee Lewis into the music industry was a tough road to jump over. And I finally started having some hit records with Room Full of Roses, I Overlooked the Orchid, Wind Up Above, City Lights. And She's Pulling Me Back Again, Bring It On Home, was record and single of the year. And Don't the Girls Get Pretty Close in Time. And then we did the film The Urban Cowboy. So the folks gave me 17 number one songs along with the tune that I did with Charlie McLean called Paradise Tonight. And I felt like that, I'm honored that they give me 17 number one songs in my life and my career. And I don't want to retire until God calls me home. It's just one of those things about me that I want to share what the people, gave me in my life. And I want to share the music with them. And if they want to come to the concerts, as long as they keep coming to hear me perform, and as long as I can walk out and do the performance that I feel like that I'm capable of doing, and I'll continue to work.
Well, I want to share this with you. I've been doing this radio gig for about 33 years now. And when I was a youngster, I grew up on Haggard and Jones and Cash and Nelson. And I met you at the Rock County 4-H Fair back when I was a little guy. And you were the first autograph that I ever obtained in my life. And I've been a fan ever since. And I just want to thank you for actually getting me more into country music at that age.
I think this is so awesome because Merle Haggard is one of my favorite performers of all time. I love his songwriting, and I've worked with just about everybody in the business, and it was so bad when he passed away, mm-hmm. But what a great songwriter. He left us some great material. And, of course, George Jones was the greatest country music singer, I think, that ever walked out on stage. And I got to meet these guys, and I got to work with them, and it's just been an awesome ride for Mickey Gilley. I cannot tell you how blessed I feel.
Well, Mickey, it has been an honor for me to have you on my show this morning, and I always let the artist pick the song coming out of the interview. So is there something from your catalog you'd like us to play for the Iron Country listeners?
Well, the one thing that broke the ice for me back in 1974 was Room Full of Roses, and even though some of the lyrics are wrong in the song, the folks made it number one for me, and it'll always have a place in my heart. If you just play that one, I'd be honored.
You bet. And Mickey Gilley, thank you, and you're always welcome here on Iron Country.
Thanks, Big Red.